call the committee to order. Do we have minutes or something? Have the minutes of March 15th, and Representative Hamilton moves the adoption of the minutes.
So moved.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. Okay, Representative Holberg, you ready? Representative Gazelka moves House File 672 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the General Register. Yes,
sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Holberg.
This bill is fairly simple. I have Mr. Sexton from the Department of Commerce here with me today, but basically last year in the Data Practices Bill, Department of Commerce was starting a Division of Insurance Fraud Prevention Department, and so we identified that as specifically in the Data Practices Act as having access to private and confidential records for the purposes of investigation. But there are other sub-areas or departments within the Department of Commerce that also need that access. So by taking out just Department of Commerce and identifying the Insurance Fraud Unit, we inadvertently left some of the other investigative areas of commerce unable to get access to records to do their work. So it's pretty much housekeeping in nature. It is stifling their work currently. That's why the bill is moving separately to the floor with a day of enactment following signing of the bill. If there's any questions, we'd be happy to address them.
Representative Mueller.
Mr. Chairman, I can't figure out any questions on this, but we kind of have a standard rule here that anybody, somebody says this bill is simple, that there's something hidden that's really bad about. Is there something in this like
that? She meant that it's only one page.
Or do you want to take back that statement?
Representative Holberg.
Mr. Chair, data practices is always very technical and intricate in trying to understand it.
But we're striking words. It's always easier. Any further questions? Representative Goodwin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Holberg, what are the kinds of things that the department needs this law enforcement data for?
I'll let Mr. Sexton give specific examples of the different types of investigations that are occurring in the Department of Commerce.
Mr. Chair, Representative Goodwin, Pat Sexton from the Department of Commerce. Just as an example, if somebody is a realtor and we find something wrong with the way they're doing business, if somebody is an insurance agent, et cetera, the only way we could get that information would be through the Division of Fraud, which at this point we're still looking to hire members of that division. So the department has always had, we call them police powers, and we've had this language since the early 80s. So it just allows us to do our investigations of various fraudulent activities in the marketplace.
Okay, thank you.
If I might, just for clarification purposes, the words that are being stricken in this bill were the exact words that were put in last year. So the Department of Commerce, as I said by Mr. Sexton, has had this authority for decades.
Further questions? Seeing none, Representative Gazelka renews his motion that House File 672 be recommended pass and re-referred to the General Register. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed?
No.
Motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Chair
you.
And Committee.
Is Representative Ruth in the room? Okay, here you are. Paul, you want to move? Representative Coles moves that House File 1650 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the General Register right now. We'll see if this is a consent calendar item or not.
Well, this is a very difficult bill, Mr. Chair. We're going to do a little reverse psychology. So House File 1650 basically just cleans up last year's merger between the Board of Barber Examiners and Minnesota Cosmetology Advisory Council. And this is under the oversight of Department of Commerce into the new independent Board of Barber and Cosmetologist Examiners. And with that, I will introduce Ken the Barber.
And the Barber, please introduce yourself for the tape.
Chairman Wilkins, committee members, my name is Ken Kirkpatrick. I am a member of the Barber Board, Cosmetology. I've been on the board for 24 years. I think it's time to replace me.
Fine. Good. Do you have any comments you want to add to
This is a cleanup bill, and some of the things that we, the wording from Commerce last year when it was turned over to us, just needed a few cleanup things. Other than that, I think the bill is self-explanatory.
Okay, Representative Muller.
Mr. Chairman, will we, now, I was told last year, I think we merged them in Gunther's bill? And I was told that that's what the barbers wanted, and now I'm hearing from my barbers in my district that they're very upset about that, and they're being told that they should be by apparently the inspector or something. Now, what's going on? Are we doing something again that they don't like, or why are they upset about last year's when we were told the barbers wanted, and now my concern is I'm being told the barbers want it again, and are we going to get more complaints from them?
Mr. Kirkpatrick.
Chairman Wilkins, Representative Mulry. Basically, the inspector himself does not want the merger, and he's out telling the barbers in the area that they are going to be inspected by cosmetologists, by ladies, and getting them into water. That's where the problem is. It has nothing to do with the barbers out there being against it. We've had all positive back from the profession. It's been all positive that we've gotten at the board, outside of maybe 10 barbers that have complained about it.
Representative Muller, well, did your barber complain?
Mr. Chairman, I have heard from barbers in my district that were complaining, and so that's why my concern was there.
Chairman Wilkins.
Kirkpatrick.
Representative Mulry, I wish you would give them my phone number, have them call me, because I'd be glad to talk to them, and when I have talked to them, they've went away with a different opinion.
My barber is okay with this, so I was fine with that. Representative House?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Representative Ruth, on the last page you have some repealers, and I'm just assuming, you correct me if I'm wrong, that the advisory council and the appointments of the council and the membership terms and the compensation were for the former cosmetology board. That's why it's being repealed.
I'll refer to
Mr. Chairman Wilkins, Representative Howell. That is correct. We have established a new advisory board, but it's without compensation, and it's just in its infancy. So.
Representative Goodwin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Ruth, it looks like this might correct the problem with the license. I had my barbers call me about the problem with the license renewal thing that they had to pay so early before their license was really due. Does this correct that?
Representative Chairman Wilkins, Representative, yes, it does.
Representative Goodwin, anything further?
No, that's good. Thank you.
Further questions? Seeing none, Representative Coles renews his motion that House File 1650 be recommended to pass. And does anyone have any objection to this going to consent calendar? Seeing none, Representative Coles amends his motion so that House File 1650 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the consent calendar. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank
you. Yep.
I don't know. I've never heard.
Representative Wilkins.
Mr. Chair, did I miss a free haircut here when I was
signing? Yeah.
Yeah,
you can bring that up with Mr. Kirkpatrick later.
Neither one of us need a haircut, Tony.
They represent Mahoney? And so members know we're not bringing up the Severson bill today. We're going to see if we can get it on the schedule next week sometime. Representative Atkins, do you like to move the bill? No, you're not in trouble. Representative Atkins moved the House File 400 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Journal Register. Representative Mahoney.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. House File 400 is a bill in one form or another we've seen before. This bill really deals with private sector food service providers in two school districts, the Chaska and Norwood Young America and the North Branch, allowing them to get unemployment insurance for the 3 months that they are off when they cannot find other employment during the summer. And having said that, I'm going to turn it over to Don Gertesmeyer from the Teamsters, who has worked with these people before and explained the bill every 2 years.
Mr. Gertesmeyer, welcome to the committee. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Don Gertesmeyer, and I work for the Minnesota Teamsters. And we're glad to have an opportunity to talk to you about this today. First of all, I'd like to thank Representative Mahoney for carrying this forward for us. And also, if you should need Ed Wojak, who has retired as the former business agent that represented these people, he's here today. If you need any history from that aspect, and also Sharon Thompson, who actually works in the North Branch School District, is here today. We dropped off a packet of material for you that kind of lays this problem out. We have 125 members that work in the North Branch, Chaska, Norwood, Young America school districts. They have been entitled to unemployment over the years. And in 1999, legislature tightened things up as far as school employees and their eligibility for unemployment. And in doing that, caught these people that work for a private sector employer in the mix. And in 1999, that was the first year, and there's a history page in the packet that we gave you provided by the department. And in 1999, up until that point, they were eligible for unemployment as long as their employer did not object. And in 1999, that was taken out of there, meaning that they weren't entitled at all. So we worked with the department in 1999 to get that through to the next session so that we could come and talk to you about that. And that happened. And in the year 2000, we came down to the legislature and asked this. And when the process went in, and when it came out the other side, there was a two-year sunset on it. So it entitled them for unemployment for two more years. In 2002, we came back, and the legislature looked at the problem and agreed. And when it went in, it was to change the statute. And when it came out, it was with another two-year sunset. And so we came back last year and kind of got caught up into the end of the session thing. And we didn't get it completed, but we had a year. And this year we don't. These people are right up against it. Unless you help us and change this law, they will not be entitled to unemployment this summer. Again, I want to stress to you, these are private sector employees. Their employer pays the taxes. They pay the taxes. They have been eligible for unemployment over the years. You guys have seen to that. And I'm asking you to take a look at the changing the statute, not just the session law. You passed it two times for us, and the department helped out in 99. We'd like to stop coming every 2 years to bother you with this. I think that's all that I have at this point. Let me answer some questions.
Representative Gunther.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Gertesmeyer, I think I was here for three of those. is the employer still agreeable to this? Is this his desire to keep those employees employed so they don't go somewhere else?
Mr. Chair, Representative Gunther, that is my understanding. This bill was heard in the Senate on Monday, and through a bipartisan effort, passed unanimously. And Bruce Tahir knew about that meeting. He knew about the hearing today. We have no objections. The manager of the North Branch School District has indicated to the employees that there are no problems with this. And the problem is that they can't find other work. They have a job that requires skills that they want to return to. An employer looking for an employee long-term is not going to hire them. And we talk about 3 months, 12 weeks, but a lot of times they get called back like 2 weeks ahead of time to get set up and get everything going. That's the maximum amount of unemployment is 12 weeks. It could be as low as 10. The department is here if you need to talk to them. I think it's pretty clear.
I represent Foles.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Gertesmeyer, could you do me a favor? I think this is a good bill. Would you let the workers in Chaska and Nord Young America know that I think it's a good... I'm not going to ask for a roll call or anything like that, but this is a good bill. I'm looking forward to voting yes and helping Representative Mahoney and these employees out.
Mr. Chair, Representative, we'd be glad to do that. We thank everybody involved if we can get this done once and for all for these people.
As a matter of fact,
Mr. Chair, I'd like a cardiologist.
Mr. Gertesmeyer, is this going to be a scored vote?
Pardon me?
Is this going to be a scored vote? Some of us are looking for extra credit.
We're talking about credit and haircuts. This is a big day.
Representative House.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Mahoney, I have a school district, Pillager School District, that 2 years ago changed the way they do their food service, and now that's a private food service non-union. Are these folks union?
Mr. Chair, Representative... Oh, I'm sorry. You were asking Mr. Mahoney. I'm sorry.
Representative Mahoney?
Representative House, I don't know that if or if they're not union. Don, the Teamsters have been champions of working people no matter which side of the fence they're particular on, but I will ask Mr. Gertesmeyer to answer that, whether they're union people or not. And I certainly hope that the people up in your district, if they can't find jobs during the summer, are eligible for unemployment too.
Thank you,
Gertesmeyer. Mr. Chair, Representative Hulse, you asked if those folks were union. I can't answer that. But one thing that I did neglect to point out, this is Tahoe Incorporated, and they have performed this work for 6 or 7 years, I believe. Previous to that, it was Signature Dining. And there's like almost a 30-year history of these companies representing or having our employees or members work for them. So this isn't anything that's happened recently. It's not outsourcing. It's not privatization. It's a long-term relationship between an employer and a school district.
Okay. Representative Mullery.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I didn't realize we were allowing cloning yet in Minnesota. Obviously, there's somebody that looks like Paul Coles here.
Representative Rubina has been working hard on me.
Mr. Nelson, do you have any idea how many people in the state this would affect?
Mr. Nelson.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Mullery, our estimations are about 125
Take care of it. Further questions? Mr. Nelson, would you like to add anything else? Or?
Chairman, members of the committee, the department has no objection to this bill. It is, we've paid unemployment benefits to these workers forever since the program has been in existence, and keep doing so if this committee decides that.
Yeah. Further questions from any members? Representative Atkins renews his motion then to that House File 400 be recommended to pass and be referred to the General Register. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee.
Okay, members, at this point we're switching over to the bioscience division, so we're going to be adjourning this meeting, but if you're on the bioscience subdivision, I'd recommend stick around and enjoy
Mr.
the fun.
Chair, we'll probably get started in about 5 minutes or so, as soon as we can pull everybody together and get Representative Demmer out of his committee.
Okay, this meeting is adjourned.